funny. The music you're listening to right now is actually a pretty adequate summary of The Force Awakens as a film, but before I get into that, hello and welcome back to Trennis Magnus Jabs Reality, presented by Two True Freaks. I'm your host Magnus, and I've got just a bit of a disclaimer to give you right now. For some reason, I truly don't know why, but for some reason, I've had people virtually crawling up my ass sideways, wanting to know what I think of The Force Awakens. Facebook, email, text messages, you listeners have all but begged me to let you in on what I think of the movie. And other people have done the same thing, and I speak here of non-listeners, you know, friends, family, the whole thing. Everybody wants to know what I think about The Force Awakens. So, by way of a disclaimer, let me just say, you guys asked for this. Okay? I otherwise might have been happy to keep my opinion on this one to myself, but you guys wanted this. Alright? So, what I'm saying here is, it's not my intention to upset or offend anybody. If you watched The Force Awakens and you think it's the greatest film ever made, good for you. I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm not trying to convert anybody to a cause. I'm not trying to whip up anti-something or other hysteria or anything like that. If you enjoyed the film, and you think there's a chance that someone explaining why they didn't enjoy it could bother you, please, no hard feelings. Go on and turn off this episode. You might be happy you did when all's said and done. Also, be advised that I truly have no clue what other podcasters are saying about The Force Awakens, because I avoided spoilers for The Force Awakens, and I've also avoided listening to anybody else's thoughts about the movie. So, there's a chance that I'm going to be in lockstep with everybody else, but based on what I see from non-podcasters and what they're posting on Facebook, something tells me I'm not completely alone on this one. So, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. And one other thing, obviously, from beginning to end, side to side, top to bottom, front to back, and everything in between, this show, this particular episode, is going to be filled with spoilers about The Force Awakens. So, if the prospect of that is disturbing to you, again, no hard feelings, turn the thing off, you can come back some other time. So, as to the movie, though, and to take it back to John Williams, look, I rather enjoy the prequel scores. I mean, no, they're not as powerful or as iconic as the original trilogy, but they're pretty solid. Now, there's little or nothing about The Force Awakens score that's memorable, and still even less that I care to listen to ever again. Nothing lasts forever. Williams was gonna slip sooner or later, and now it seems he well and truly has. So, and I guess just to kind of deal generally with goings on of with The Force Awakens, the response that this movie seems to have received from, you know, what I've seen on Rotten Tomatoes, just as far as the raw score is concerned, and the general sentiment among some people on Facebook, not everybody, but quite a few people on Facebook, has really confused the fuck right out of me, because if this is all it takes to make people spray their shorts over Star Wars again, I dare say we've set our sights entirely too low. I mean, I'm not trying to offend anybody when I say that, but at the same time, I really do believe it's really that simple. The prequels aren't perfect, as we all know. And the realization of that seems to have sent the core fan base into a case of mourning to such a degree that any half-baked facsimile of Star Wars is apparently going to be acceptable to them. That is just about the only way that I can imagine that somebody can accept a character like Finn, all right? Finn, I don't know as I'd go so far as to call him entirely comic relief, but I don't really know what the hell he's supposed to be there to accomplish, you know? He doesn't seem to mind killing his fellow stormtroopers and only family he's ever known, but he's got moral reservations against killing innocent people in spite of a lifetime of brainwashing. He's quite good at killing his fellow stormtroopers and only family he's ever known, in spite of the fact that he's apparently a janitor in stormtrooper armor. But really, he hates all that stuff. He's virtually a conscientious objector. Just what we all wanted from a movie called Star Wars. Then you get into Rey. Rey is instantly good at piloting, even though we see nothing in her background to indicate that she's had any experience flying starships. Rey is instantly good as a mechanic, even though we see nothing in her background to suggest that she's had any experience repairing starships. Rey is instantly an expert at dueling, even though nothing in her background would have prepared her for her little showdown with Kylo Ren. Rey is instantly aware of all of her Force abilities, even though she wasn't even sure the Jedi truly existed earlier in the movie. Rey is instantly in command of her Force abilities, even though it took, arguably, something like a few years for Luke to master just the rudimentary skills that we see him use at the beginning of The Empire Strikes Back. In case it's not clear, Rey is a Mary Sue. She's got no flaws whatsoever. And so as a result, I seriously don't get the hype with Rey. I mean, is this all it takes to have a cool female character anymore? Just take away all those pesky little flaws, give the character a pair of boobs, and hey, no need for character development now. I swear, Buffy Summers is rolling over in the grave that she's been in since season 5 when that show ended. In terms of other things, you know, I'm sure glad that the expanded universe was scrapped so that we could have a movie where we discover that Han Solo has a son who's turned to the dark side. Speaking of Kylo Ren, I mean, this movie's big bad is a whiny, emo pretty boy that probably even Hayden Christensen looks at and thinks, man, that dude is emo. And of course, he basically has post-traumatic stress disorder or something, because that's what fictional characters need to have these days in order for millennials to relate to them, because they have PTSD from the time mommy and stepdaddy took the fucking PlayStation away. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I shouldn't be surprised to find out that Kylo Ren's a vegetarian when Episode 8, The First Order Strikes Back, comes out. You know, just to make a clean job of it. Because it's damned hard to find a millennial who doesn't have anxiety or PTSD or some shit. I mean, Darth Vader was the personification of everything evil. Kylo Ren is the personification of everything that's wrong with my worthless generation. Whatever. Nobody's perfect, I guess. Then you get into Luke Skywalker. Sorry, I don't buy it. Luke overcame both of his mentors lying through their teeth to him. He refused to give up after the personification of everything evil lopped off his hand and clued him in on his true paternity. He didn't back down when he tried to reach the personification of everything evil and bring him back to the good side. He never compromised on his principles when he was facing the Dark Lord of the Sith. He risked his own life and the lives of all of his friends just to save Han Solo. Luke would not run off with his tail between his legs just because one of his students developed a hipster devotion to Darth Vader. especially not when said student is a blood relative, of which he has very few, and the child of his very best friends. Luke Skywalker would have stood his ground and either killed Kylo Ren or gone down fighting. As to other things, Han Solo died. I mean, honestly, who didn't see that coming? Harrison Ford spent years alternately saying that Han should have died in Return of the Jedi and that he's never going to play Han Solo again. Disproving the latter requires fulfilling the former in The Force Awakens. It was expected, and honestly, not all that dramatic. To be frank, I was more torqued off about the fact that it was even happening, just to pacify Harrison Ford, than I was invested in the fact that this is Kylo Ren's Myko killing Fredo moment, the point when the character truly is irredeemable now. Instead, it's kind of hard for me to escape at least the perception that this is just a mopey crybaby lashing out at his parents. It's just fucking retarded. As to other things, the desert planet in The Force Awakens isn't Tatooine, it's Jakku. The forest world isn't Yavin, and it's not Endor either, it's Dakar. The snowy planet isn't Hoth, it's Starkiller Base. The Force Awakens, what I'm saying here is, The Force Awakens gives us the same basic array of planets as the original trilogy, except for Bespin and Dagobah, that is. But they're just given different names this time around. Same basic thing, though. George Lucas echoed aspects of the original trilogy when he created the prequels, but first, he went out of his way to create new planets and new environments, and second, he never photocopied the plot of any of his movies and then recycled it to make the prequels. Certain subplots mirrored the original trilogy, but really, that's about the most you can say. But The Force Awakens is basically a shitty photocopy of the first Star Wars movie with one or two mild helpings of The Empire Strikes Back for good measure. It's like the entire runtime of The Force Awakens as a movie is dedicated to saying, hey, remember how awesome the original Star Wars was? Well, here's a hack job version of it starring a bunch of characters you don't know and won't give a damn about. Ultimately, there's very little that's original about The Force Awakens, and what few original things that The Force Awakens actually brings to the table are either amped up versions of stuff we've already seen or else unwelcome intrusions. Frankly, I'd be less offended if The Force Awakens wasn't an official numbered entry into the Star Wars saga. I mean, if The Force Awakens was just a standalone movie, I might have actually enjoyed it a bit more. But as it is, The Force Awakens is everything I wanted Episode 7 not to be. It's nostalgic in all the wrong ways while simultaneously emphasizing all the wrong new characters. If this was a more original story, I'd actually be okay with the focus on allegedly new characters. Probably wouldn't be into the movie, but I'd understand where Abrams was coming from. I guess. And if The Force Awakens was more of a retreaded, nostalgic plot centered on Han, Luke, Leia, and no one else, I'd be there with fucking bells on, but the precise configuration that J.J. Abrams made, it's just unacceptable to me. It's supposedly new characters doing familiar things that, honestly, that's bad enough when you think about it, but none of these new characters have any reason to be as good as they are at what they do, considering how little training or aptitude they all have. It's just pathetic, and I can't get into the movie at all. And that is about as nice a way as I can think of to put it. Now, again, my goal here is not to upset people so much as just get right up and give you my honest opinion. You guys asked, so here's your answer. But please, don't take any of this personally. And you know what? Honestly, I'm just some asshole with a microphone, all right? The Force Awakens, at the time that I record all this, earned something like $1 billion or something like that worldwide. So, if what I say disturbs you, at least as far as international consensus is concerned, it's not like mine is the dominant point of view. Yeah. But anyway, so I think that's just about it for me for this entry in Trennis Magnus Jabs Reality. You guys asked, here's your answer. I hope I didn't upset you or anything like that, because like I say, this isn't meant to be an in-your-face or anything like that. It's just meant to just get this stuff out there once and for all. So anyway, so I think that's pretty much it for me this time. So bye, everybody. I will see you next week.